Yes, Mother Light's on the side.
Guess I've put up the arms on by the side of him.
Except
Am I gonna do something?
Hello, Jack.
Michael Burke will be
Hello, Jack.
But really,
Ah.
dying is not gonna escape me,
Where's
right?
Deborah?
So
She's never put anything away, did she? She said, "Oh, I'm going to
Oh,
do
no.
this." She's left everything in away.
Right, so 3 o'clock.
What?
I'm now
She left it all away.
7 o'clock.
All her clothes and everything she took out.
7.
She didn't put them away.
Scott Angus
Or
will
she
be
never does
Jenny
anything,
Evans
does
will
she?
try to push in towards Ian.
No, that was
Ian Evans
Rach.
will therefore approach at Rach's
I have
house.
to be at her
It's
house at 7 o'clock
4.5 in
Thursday.
time. Heading
In
into
the morning?
Rochester is a very wet
Evening.
weather.
Next
Yeah.
Thursday.
Next
Transfer
Thursday.
Yeah. See, already this is over. Finally,
It's
yes.
3:50.
Finally,
Oh, my God, he's trying to use
Rochester.
the club.
Seeing
I'm
high
not
officials use Rochester Common
Shut
to push out of the way of
up.
visitors.
No.
Oh,
N-O-
okay.
Excuse the rain during the day.
Do you
Well,
want
I was
to
only
sit down?
asking, okay? I was only asking.
Where are you going ice skating?
Into the Hebrides
Plymouth Pavilion.
Toronto.
Plymouth.
As it's 1:06 south line
How are you
you're actually
going
via
to get back?
simulation show that the rain
Okay.
becomes
Oh, pick
less
me up.
but hangs
What, from
around
Plymouth
in north
Pavilion?
No, from Christo.
Christo.
Same time, south
Christo.
line.
God.
Left.
He won't
Toward the
like
right then.
that.
Rather
Top.
southbound
When?
line. Warning.
Thursday.
What
North.
time?
Well, heading
I don't
north.
even know what time yet.
Fairly clear skies
It'll be
across the
hellish
course at
late.
this place
I know.
this morning. And also
I'll
into
probably
Saturday
sleep
for
at
the latter
Grand's
part.
if
So
I can.
see quite a sharp drop
And I'll sleep
particularly
at
in the
Cowan.
afternoon. But first cloudy belt
Because
with less sun
Daddy
showers
works late, he's saying. I very much
afternoon.
doubt
Partly
he'll
cloudy
want to pull the way of
Tomorrow's
Christo.
start away.
What about
Shower still pushing
What?
into the western
It works
shelter
late.
of
How
the
am I supposed
Alps.
to get out there then?
Well, I shall have
Fairly
to
calm
take you
north
out there,
winds,
won't I?
cloudy zone. But will start to die out, as I said,
Oh,
during the day.
Christo,
Visible
in
from
that
the
car in the
south.
dark.
Western brightness most likely somewhere in
He
southern
can't
Wales.
work late.
Temperatures
I can't
15
get you
to
over there
17.
in that car.
Yeah, you're a bit like
Don't
Alan
do
in that.
that. Look, it's stuck right
Now,
up now,
temperatures
look.
dipping to the northwest. That dislocates front I mentioned earlier
Something
on that
on you.
pressure
It
chart.
won't quit,
Plenty
John.
of isobars bunched together. That's going to bring the rather nasty weather to the northern
I had
region
to turn
past
it off
Alaska.
Right.
earlier on
Far
because
east
of
of
that
the shore.
Rupert.
It will also bring a lot of wind to
Rupert
the sea.
was shrieking
35
like
to
a
40
megalomaniac
miles an hour by
outside.
You're not going to
Eight.
use
Up
Chem
to
next
west
week?
Luckily, carry
Very
a
southbound
bag.
wishes
No.
just
Why
east
not?
of Cape
You're
Cape
going to
Cape
Plymouth
Cape
Pavilion
Cape
next
Cape
week.
Cape
week after.
Well, I
Not
don't
probably,
know.
not reasonably
Yes,
high
you do.
pressure, high
I
pressure,
don't know.
Oh, we've got
particularly
rain.
below the Vaal and around South Yorkshire. Although
Oh,
they may
God,
weaken
I
tomorrow,
just leave
I think they're
them.
not going to hang on for very long. Those winds pick up, so the
Well,
air
I would.
quality should be good just about everywhere.
I guess the
This
point
week,
where I have
they
enough
left,
sometimes
rain continues to push slowly south, approaching a sunny belt, and that's the reminder of the
You
picture
making
up there.
coffee, Jessica?
And then if you look into Sunday, the rain keeps pushing
Yeah,
the
I'll make
conventional
some
route to the southeast of England. Same time, brighter weather, moving
I'll
into
have one as well, please.
Good evening. Tonight we need your help with investigations all over the country.
You'll hear for the first time the voice of the man who kidnapped
You
seven
still haven't
children.
seen this
To find a
thing
man
this thing
who's
in the
carried out
paper.
an unusual
When I
series
published
of armed
a picture
robberies
about
in
him
Cape
now,
Town.
someone like,
At
"Take
a
a
hotel
break."
building, a young woman was
And he looked just
approached
like
by two
this.
men asking for directions.
They, it was
Most people know
a
who they
wrong
are.
picture or something.
That's
And he
very
looked
much
just
okay
like this
at
poor
9:30
bloke.
tonight.
And everybody wrote in from his town saying, "Oh,
Please
no, him." Politicians. Probably, if I make you a cup of coffee.
That was something.
And impatience over hot
jeans.
New jeans?
They're newish.
I've got them, so sorry.
Yeah.
Where, my best old friend Tracy's hit me up. I make them like this. Tracy's got some really nice stuff.
Yeah.
Look at Emma, look at Tina too.
Wow, it's all right. Tricky people. Not good.
Oh, Joey.
Yeah,
You make
she
me sound such a rem.
She's more like, you know, she's more, I dunno, a little bit square, if you know what I mean.
What, in the way she dresses or the way she acts?
Both really.
She's not square in the way she acts.
No, she's not. She's got butter in it. Dip of butter in.
You don't. Yes, you do.
Sick.
You do, you don't put water in it.
No, you don't, that's horrible. I said it's not meant to be butter or something.
Oh. Joey, you are strange. Put that back.
Sick, eh?
tell me about it. A man who grabbed hold of this girl's face or something, didn't she? Hold on.
Yeah, it might be like to think we should get back.
Man
Shall we go sit down?
Is Mandy strong, do you reckon?
No, not really.
This is Tina Murray, whatever she's called, strong.
No. Both a bit, you know.
On the weak side.
Yeah.
Are you being honest? Yeah. I'm gonna go downtown this afternoon, but I'm not going to go down with. I'm gonna go down by myself.
Go down with Jo?
No, she's looking at Sarah's.
Oh, by me.
Say it hypocritical. If I sleep at someone else's house, she flips and doesn't speak to me for 3 days. But she goes off, you know. I don't mind that at all, but it's just the fact that she's so hypocritical.
What did she say something to her?
Oh, she probably doesn't really. I actually just stagger off, but you know. Oh, yeah, I get spoken to for a month. Everyone goes on my side now because they realise she's just pathetic.
How's Hingham Bob?
Oh, was that Rachel?
Quen's room, Rachel.
Mm. Where's this coffee? Oh, sorry, it's out on the side.
What?
It's out on the side.
It's really weird.
Oh, can I buy some of the clothes with silver on today? Why not?
No.
Why not?
Like what?
That top you're wearing.
Which top?
Underneath one.
For quid.
Tight? God! Oh, they're like 50p back here, isn't it?
Yeah, why? You're not getting it back.
You said I've got 50p back.
Well, no, it's £1. £1 or nothing.
You said 50p for that bag,
well,
I'll give you a quid.
If you don't want it for £1, I'll have it back.
Okay, then have it back.
Okay. I've got a name.
Come on, they're losing out on 50p. You said 50p and I'll give you a quid and I want my change back. God.
Well, Jessica, I forked out £5 for your birthday, which I couldn't afford. How would you like to be £1,000
overdrawn?
How would you like to be £1,000 overdrawn? You wouldn't like that, would you? Would you?
Alright, then keep the stupid money.
Thank you, little sister. Do you have an evil face?
You then. You've got a nest on your head.
That wasn't funny.
Why? Only said she's got a nest on her head. She's being horrible.
She slammed the door.
So, she's getting moods easily.
Well.
Oh, the film was brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh my god, I let it slip today.
Did you?
I go to Jo. I found my wallet from the cinema. Alright. She goes, what? I found my wallet from the cinema. And she goes, what? Why did you leave your wallet at the cinema? She goes, oh, that can't be true. She goes, oh, that can't be true. Just making up a load of bull. Because you even went to the cinema. I thought, oh, well, should I leave it at that or not? Because she'll think I'm lying. I was, but you know, I wasn't. I was telling the truth. But I had to lie anyway, because otherwise she was going to be even more aware. When we went to meet Terry and Paul from the cinema. And she went, oh, but how did you lose it in there? And I goes, what? She goes, how did you lose it in there? And I goes, what? She goes, oh, don't worry. I was pretending not to hear what she was saying because she misses it after a while. I thought,
Pardon me.
She went, someone nicked. Don't, because it makes such a noise. Put it down. No, because it makes such a noise when you pick it up.
Pardon me.
What was I going to say? So anyway.
Can I smell it?
So, listen.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh yeah, someone nicked a fiver out of it. Never handed it in, must have taken a fiver and gone off with it.
Out of what?
My wallet.
You didn't leave it in there or anything.
I did! I dropped it out of my pocket. It must have done.
What, a fiver on its own? Not your wallet?
No,
just
my wallet. And someone handed it in and they'd taken a fiver out of it and gone, ooh.
Where did...
Not at it, but you know.
Where did... Where did they hand it in? How did you get it back?
That happened over to the cinema. I said, my daughter's lost my wallet. She left it here. Has anyone handed in the wallet? And they went, yes, passed it over. No, there's a fiver missing.
Oh, I didn't know you lost it. When did you get back to the cinema?
I must have told Joe instead of you, I think.
When did you get back to the cinema then?
My dad went down there after work last night.
Uh-huh. They probably took it out themselves.
Mm.
Oh my god, that is not funny. Oh, she took it out of my school jumper.
Look at the state of it. Okay, if you come here, I'll sponge it up. No, really, it's alright.
No, it's not.
So, I won't wear them tomorrow because this one got muddy in hockey today anyway.
Oh no, guess what? On. I've got cross country tomorrow.
First lesson.
Oh, Tracy.
Cross country.
Right, you know Tracy drew my face?
Yeah.
Well, she was squashing me and she squashed me right here. Oh, good grief. Did you know what she had nerves to say afterwards? Oh, sorry love, did I hurt you?
I take it you and Fraser are not getting on.
Are you?
I'm not.
Nah.
A bit and a bit not. Mm-hmm. Get you never getting on.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
if you could have anything on this page, what would it be? I'd get them and give them to Thingy Mabob.
I'd have,
No, I'll get that and give to Thingy Mabob because it says men.
Lovely. I'll get that big box of chocolates, I think, and stuff them. Or that Rolo.
No.
I don't want anything. It's all I like those heart socks. Oh, them ones. Them socks. Oh, I'd have that, actually.
That's what I said.
It's men, but I mean, I'd have that one. Yes.
Well, by the time you've read this, another 28 children will have died in the third world.
Oh!
Ew! Oh,
no comment?
Dead and alive, Jason London. Who the hell is Jason London?
I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Neighbours, going live, he said this anyway. Jason Donovan and Madonna. Nothing much here.
Just see if it was this Valentine's thing.
Oh my god. Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Where's the costume written about?
Who's that card from? Oh god, how do you find who the card's from? Who's that card from? Right, rule one. Open your card as soon as possible it arrives. Place and spend as little time as possible studying the cover. It will be crap.
Is that what it says?
Yeah! All Valentine's cards are puppies, kittens, hearts, flowers and rude cartoons. So look inside immediately. No, fooled you. Get in there, girl. It could be this genuine article.
Your face went crap.
If there is a name signed inside the card, you've got a 90% chance of it's a hoax. No one signs their name Valentine's card. Yes, scheming bitches sign other boys' names in cards to try and wind up you. But what does it matter? It's got swear words in it.
No.
Anyway. Valentine. There's an eerie silence to him, it didn't pass and didn't start snickering. Right, have you got that? You've done it. You've got a card. Whoever said, obviously fancies this pants socks off you. Problem is, you don't know who it is. Follow Vicky McCarthy, she'll track them down. Oh, she'll never make a job with... God, that's rude.
I have one of them!
Not last year. We only a little couple of years. Not even Andrew Horner.
Andrew
who?
Steinman.
Oh, them balls.
My own cheer up your
way. Look at them balls.
Suck them. Right, you alone.
Green girl, call me.
You alone.
All yours.
Here I am.
Don't cry.
Places to pull. If you want to meet that fella, he's scientifically tied and twisted, list in order of ability in the places you're most likely to find them. Rave, club, disco, dance, anywhere that involves shaking your thang.
Thang.
Thing.
Thang.
Thang.
That's what I asked.
Shake your thing. Thang.
Two.
School. Party. Two. Introduce through your friends the my mate fancies you technique. Almost anywhere of the questions of the following were mentioned. Ice drink, karaoke contest, library, bowling alley, fast food, joint, camping, bus stop, work.
Bus stop.
Fun affair. The conclusion you came was you can meet your boyfriend almost anywhere, but he thinks you, let's see him dancing. Foot. What's foot mean? Foot. Well, yeah, that kind of. Not got a date.
Oh. There you go.
That's something to do with me.
Ah!
You're right. Oh my! Oh, I just wrecked it. It's not funny. It's what Tracy did. Broken it.
Oh, look. Pick up any of those with Valentine's Day. If someone's concerned you, any of that stuff, what would you get sent?
Ben Gizmo.
No, only five things. Right,
I'll pick when you pick one. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the same thing. Like, first of all, Gizmo.
First of all. Yeah.
Secondly, survival kit led with shampoo, conditioners, and more from Pineapple.
Secondly. Those earrings, no. Secondly, that straw.
Thirdly, the art of kissing.
Thirdly,
and
the art.
How to give people hugs.
Yeah, thirdly, the art of kissing and how to give people hugs.
Fourthly, two sloppy love albums, approximately 7.99 by Death anyway.
Is that a cake in there?
Yeah. Teeny weeny, I love you, cake.
Teeny weeny, I love you, Kate.
Red or Dead Made in England bag.
That teddy.
Kiss me.
I'd
have that loving feeling, Sixth Sense.
Then I'd have them leggings.
Yeah, no, I'd have them leggings. And then I'd have everything
else. Well, I'd have everything else.
Yeah, I know what
you're saying. Oh, that's true.
Andrew, show me heaven. I fancy that map.
No,
give
no,
chance to show wags. Well, is there something to me then?
Oh, never got to watch Joe
did. David. I've just seen the word David.
Never guess what Joe did.
What?
She phoned up Ben about Caroline going at him, and she goes, Ben, does Lewis like Jessica? This is it, right? She's in the canteen, and she was going. I'm putting on this really stupid laugh. I asked him what's wrong. She goes. Right, and literally, this is how bad she was faking. She was going, you know, like this. She goes, no.
How long reading it?
She goes, oh, I just hate it. Man, I asked Ben if Lewis liked you. All I got from his brother in my head is, do you like Lewis, Jess? Jess? Okay, they killed her, seriously.
I don't want to read this. Oh my gosh. Right, what star sign are you?
Oh god, Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Ages ago. Lucky date, February the 14th. What happened on February the 14th?
That was Valentine's.
Nothing.
Yes, it did.
What?
Yes, it did.
Shannon said no, yeah.
Shannon said no. Joan finished with Neil. And I got my flowers.
No, that's my lucky day, you prat, not yours.
Yeah, well, it wasn't your lucky day.
Well,
I was sulking.
No, Joe was sulking down my ear half the night.
Right.
You know those inhaler things, alright? She still goes, she does it all the time. No one else who wears someone's mask a lot more than I never need
oh,
to.
Oh, what was my lucky day was February the 15th.
That was on the Saturday. And Joe was around.
We had, that physio man member. Oh gosh, she never buys that, does she?
What? Yeah.
Just gets up to about 10 hours. Right. Next weekend, from the heart.
Are you going to watch some of the pops?
No, I'm going to go upstairs in a minute. I'm going to Rupert's room, my glasses, and watch it.
Mine.
Is that right? Should we turn this up and listen to it?
No, don't listen to it. You have to just keep it running now.
All the time?
Yes. Yeah, it's been rewound about 5 times to tape over Rupert's swearing. You just have to leave it now. Play it back when the tape's finished.
Right.
That's the best thing to do, and otherwise it would just be all jumpy.
How long have we got? Oh, but not even halfway through the tape yet. Do you want to go upstairs for a bit?
If you like.
Do we have to take it with us?
We'll put it in the sitting room.
Yeah. Let's see, I'm sure it's a
you're taking part in an experiment.
For Oxford University,
being taped for a week.
What?
For a week.
I've got all the
things here about it. I've got £25
worth of Marks and Spencer's vouchers. It's called the National Treasury of Spoken English.
And what does it do?
It's all normally. I want you to take it to work with you as well and get just general office conversation, nothing private or anything like that. Just sort of leave it and do it for a couple of sides, 90 minutes or
who supplies all the tapes?
I've got two boxes.
Well, they give them to you.
Loads of batteries, brand new ones, yeah.
You don't pay for it.
What, and they give you that?
Yeah,
don't keep them.
No.
Yeah. Oh, this conversation, you have to remember to write the time down. He was saying, he said to me, just because Dad's out playing golf, I'm not having him ruining my evening. So Dad's saying that.
He can't possibly be playing golf till 6:30 at night anyway.
Dad has just got in from work at 6:30, you know.
So if he told
him,
told Dad everything he said
and told him not to lend him any money. Because he's going to phone up Dad, he said, but ask to borrow some money. But Dad said there's no way I'm lending it anyway, because he's just had that £300, didn't he?
What? How was your day?
Fine. Yeah. Ah. Often the bloody skipped on building society, patting me around all day. I get a
mortgage offer out, finally got it agreed at 4:30. It's just insane. It's just been on the phone almost permanently to them for 2 days.
What's wrong with the
safety
building society?
Times when not to record would generally be either when you are on your own, obviously, or whilst playing a sport, or during a cinema, film, or theatre.
It's quite good though, isn't it, that I get that, just the taping conversations.
Yeah. I suppose so, yeah, I mean.
Do you think they come from Russia or something, do you?
Probably.
I knew he'd be a bit worried.
I'd do it. Perhaps you brought them home, didn't you?
I wish you would.
Right.
Yeah?
We have to write it all down in that booklet. We have to write it down in that booklet, remember? It's a bit of conversation, don't you?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry, Jack. Just write down this stuff.
Regional accent for Brian.
Flamandian. Starting the tape tomorrow.
Have we done side one of that yet?
You said you turned over.
No, I know, didn't I?
You told me you turned over.
No, I didn't mean that. Thank you.
guys.
Are you going to find out the time of the trains tomorrow? Number one is my most all-time favourite record. Stay. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It's alright.
Oh, it's lovely. Lovely.
Buy it. Buy yourself some records. Yeah, I love it. Yeah,
we don't have to put makeup on.
sci-fi comedy action this evening at 9 o'clock on BBC Two.
This is like knowing you've got MTV in your sitting room there almost. Not so much, is it? Mm-hmm. No, it's going just how much Blind Session, isn't it? Which so far has been...
Absolute!
No, so far,
silk.
All he said is...
No, we can't do it. No, it's exactly what it is. Hello, all right? Oh. How was your day? Well, the Skipton Building Society are a pain in the arse.
And he's not going to say a bloody word for the rest of the evening. He's going to stick this hand on his neck and I shall shoot him.
One of the highlights of today's play at Albert Square.
I hate television.
No, I don't.
I hate football.
Oh,
you saw football on television. Because all you can hear is, whoa.
I can't bear it. I really can't.
It's not the game I object to. It's the whoa.
Joey Reed. Where can I find him?
Harrington, by the side of the estate. Squatting in a flat here. One the council forgot about. Number 1A. Been there since his mother did.
Cheers, Tony.
You know, maybe it was better when people like you and me just didn't talk to each other.
How are you feeling, Mr. Dobbs? Believe me, I'm not Mr. Dobbs. You're going to tell us what
Robbie's 10 and a half of the world.